Supporters of Obamacare woke up this morning thinking they still needed to defend the law from Republican efforts to replace it. As the political drama played out in the other Washington, a handful of advocates held signs outside Congresswoman Susan DelBene's district office in Bothell. They said they came to thank DelBene, a Democrat, for opposing the Republican legislation.
I've never had a political issue be so in front of me. I woke up at 4 a.m. today to check C-SPAN to see what was going on with the vote today. I've never been this conscious before.
So I did not have insurance for the whole year and a half after I was treated for cancer. So I was just living on faith. And so I was extremely excited when the ACA came in. And then we were able to get our insurance through the ACA. Just finished paying off the hospital.
We have members of our family who have benefited from the Medicaid expansion and who are at a point in their lives now where they wouldn't be without that help.
Funny enough, although I'm unemployed right now, I'm covered under my husband's health care, so we're really fortunate. But ironically, the other night, my husband had a medical issue where, you know, we just got the bill, and it was $14,000 without the insurance. It's $1,000 with it. I mean, it ruined us. With me being out of work right now, that would have just destroyed us.
And I'm on the ACA, and I'm perfectly healthy. I go to the doctor maybe once a year. You know, so I'm basically paying for the health care for other people with that premium.
So I'm through Apple Care, and it's working great because University of Washington honors everything. You know, I'm in chemo right now. You know, I expect in about 6 weeks I won't have any hair left, you know, but I'm out here today.
Those were the voices of Laura Lavi, Christine Matthews, Jim Chatters, Sherry Elgin, and Jennifer Elf. They attended the rally as members of the group Indivisible. Shortly after their rally, House Speaker Paul Ryan withdrew the Republican replacement.